Urban Dictionary defines defensive as defending ourselves every time someone says something to us. Matthew chapter 7, Jesus says, "Judge not, that you be not judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' when there is the log in your own eye?" And maybe you're not catching what Jesus is putting down here, so he says, "You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye." We are defensive people. Most of the time in our own heads and hearts, and oftentimes out loud, because we know the truth of what Jesus says. Because we know our own hypocrisy so well. The times that we're silent and we should speak up, the times we exaggerate stories when, for whatever, we don't even know why. The times that we lie, the times that we live out of our false self. And therefore, we're so nervous about other people's false selves. So both what we see in ourselves and what we wonder about and perhaps intuit and notice in others turns us into defensive people. And it's legit. It is legitimate to feel the fear or the shame or the anger at our own blind spots and places of hypocrisy, and certainly at others, especially at the times that they've hurt us. It's not illegitimate. You're not weird. Well, I mean, with respect to this issue. And so the beauty of the gospel of Jesus is that we are freed from our defensiveness. On Sunday, I told the story of a woman who told me that when I change the calendar time that we're supposed to meet, it's one of our most significant leaders at church. Her words to me were, "I'm not really feeling the love when you do that." And I had a great moment of clarity that time, where I know that she's for me and she's for the church and she's for the gospel. And I said, "I'm sorry, you're right. Forgive me." And I might have even said something to the effect of what I think we would say if we're honest and living out of our gospel hearts, which is, "You don't know the half of it. I'm terrible at this, and I'm so sorry, and I'm working on it. I have even read a book on this very topic, literally on managing my calendar on a study day, because I know how bad I am, and I really do want to get better, and I'm so sorry." Most of the time, though, in my head for sure, and I think in your head too, we're defensive. Are you telling me that you never struggle with your calendar? You're never late to a meeting. You've never double booked yourself. You've never stood anyone up. You've never had to change a meeting because you're trying to do too many things. That day I had a little bit of clarity, but more often than not, I feel pretty defensive and often say things defensive. And here's the thing. Oftentimes Christianity sounds like we're giving up our rights just to give up our rights. As we allow the Holy Spirit to grow us out of our defensiveness, does not mean we're undefended. Strangely, in this upside-down world that Jesus is explaining, especially in the Sermon on the Mount, we're more defended. When a person comes to us with an illegitimate complaint, when we're not defensive, how much better are we able to explain to them what's really going on? When someone comes to us with a legitimate complaint, how much better able are we to walk with our friend through this moment when we're not defensive? Allowing and trusting Jesus to remove our defensiveness actually leaves us far better defended, because it is our true self that is doing the defending and not our false self. Matthew chapter 7, verse 1 through 5 can sound harsh because it's so difficult for our imagination to hear love incarnate teaching us about our hypocrisy, but the reason that he did is to free us into our true self and to help us lean into the Holy Spirit, removing the defensiveness from our mind and our heart, because we know that we're loved and liked and found and forgiven and known by God because of the work of Jesus Christ and the indwelling Holy Spirit. And as we lean into those things, our defensiveness fades. That is good news.